Hi, this is Paul Slackers. We're here at a wonderful, the least of these, the Graham State Story. It's an old movie premiere this evening, and I'm with the costume designer. Your name is?
Anusha.
Okay, and tell us about the movie and how the costumes fit into, well, it's a period piece. It's a true story, right?
Yes, it is a true story. So it is from 1990s. The story is from the 1990s. So in terms of the costumes, we recreated the look of Abraham Stane and Gladys. And it's now the village of Maripada. So we created the costume for the whole town as it was in 1990s. And if you see the lead character, Sharma Joshi, who is the journalist, so we have created a color palette to go through the changes as per the moves of this character. So you will see the color of the palette, the way it changes.
Now, he's a missionary, and so you dress him as a missionary, right? I mean, that's what does a missionary look like?
So we dressed him more as how he looked. So it was his real look. So we didn't create or experiment anything there. It was more of how he was. His style is what we created. His way of, his style of shirts, his style of trousers, the same color palette that he was in. So it was almost
real. So I'm going to get on the picture because I'm all dressed up. No, but the point is, this is a serious movie about lepers. Do I understand it right?
Yes.
So did you literally have lepers? Or did you dress lepers? Were they actor lepers? Lepers are, so there really are lepers in this world still today, and it's a medical concern, right? Is it contagious? Was that a factor in this for you as a pastor? You literally are working on people's bodies. Were you concerned? I just wondered. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with being blank. How about love? What does love mean to you?
I think love is a very beautiful feeling.
A great feeling. Okay. Thank you very much. Congratulations for the movie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Your wife drew water from the well.
She wanted to save the crop, sir.
Don't you know? It's expensive to have the well purified.
But she's cured, sir.
How do we know? The curse is lifted.
Because she's cured, sir.
Maybe we are all under a curse. Because we have not dealt properly with such people in the past.
Make him pay.
He cannot pay. Does anybody want him to stay in the village? Will anyone speak for him?
I will.
Sekhi.
Namaskar. My name is Manav Banerjee. I'm a journalist.
He's not from the village.
The government clinics and hospitals provide medicines that heal other illnesses. You accept those treatments, then why not all?
This one is working for the missionaries.
Mahendra, let him speak.
The government medicines have cured her. They want him to take her back, so...
It was the missionaries who said she was cured.
So the government will agree with the missionaries?
Government. Government does what the missionaries want.
Then why do you blame him?
You are a Christian.
No, I'm just speaking for this man.
You argue like the missionaries.
Well, that's what you think, and I can't do anything.
This man will write in his newspaper that you are fools and ignorant farmers.
That is not true.
Then he will pressurize the government to take the leper woman back.
That's not true at all. That's...
We have to stop him. We have to stop him writing these lies. Rocky Baku, body baba, samasthani.
Just wait. Listen. Listen to what I've written in my research. Just listen to me. The traditional lifestyle in the villages is disintegrating. Farmers are leaving their lands and families. Why?
The missionaries?
Yes. The missionaries have been operating out of India for hundreds of years now. And they've undermined thousands of years of traditions. Converts to Christianity no longer respect feast days, make sacrifices to the village gods, or submit to the village elders. No wonder there is social disintegration. Failure. But do the missionaries ever get the blame for this? Exactly. No one ever blames them. The missionaries divide and conquer, causing the people of India to fight with each other. But this is like attacking the chickens when they do not lay eggs. It is the snake who's disturbing the chicken. That must be destroyed. When a snake takes the chicken or the eggs, you do not attack the chicken. But you lay in wait for the snake and cut off its head. The people of India need to protect their tradition by cutting off the heads of these snakes. The true enemies of a successful India.
Yes, I mean, these students, all of us, make this happen for this. like Kings. We were coming out with a movie this year.
Peace, love, and hope. And it has many people about peace. We do. peace mean to you, if you wouldn't mind sharing?
What peace for me is peace with God, before peace with us with each other. I think we need peace with God so we can achieve peace with us with others. And peace for me is like shalom, it's about everything being in the right place under God's view. And the Lord Jesus, I think that's the key in my life.
Beautiful. We are also having a love chance. LOVE. What's love for you?
Love is more than a feeling. Love is a decision of the will.
Thank you both very much. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Kids are doing good. Could be an inducement.
You know, Jesus healed 10 lepers once. How many you think came back to thank him?
Not all.
One. But he still healed them all.
So will you help my wife?
God's the one that can really help. Why don't you ask him?
I'm asking you.
Like I said, I'll pray about it. Why don't you check out the preaching? Good crowd today.
That's pretty darn good.
It is. It worked out.
And why are you, if you don't mind, my name is Paul Slack, Reverend Paul Slack.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too. What makes you a spiritual consultant?
I guess just part of the fact that I'm an evangelist and an apologist by training, so I spend half the time, half the year doing corporate work, and half the year I do mission work globally. I do pastors' conferences and leadership stuff. So I'm a crossover, primarily doing marketplace ministry globally. And so Victor and I have been good friends, so he just asked, as these decisions were being made, to make sure that there was someone that could bathe it in prayer, there was someone that could actually talk some rationale into the process. Because there are ups and lows, as you know, in this process, when you're trying to hit the peak, in the valley is where you need some of the hope. So I just tell people it's very easy to find Paul, it's very easy to find, Timothy. Sometimes someone needs to be Barnabas.
Okay, all right.
Encouragement.
So I can hear how you could you'd write me in for that job. Because not everybody looks in that religious oversight of what's going on. You know, the love and all the good. We're a good news broadcast.
Sure.
Good news. And all we're looking for is the good. And when you only look for the good, you know what you find? The good. Because most of the world's good. What do you think?
Well, that's what John Lennox, a professor from Oxford, says. The good news is only good news if people think their lives are bad.
That's an interesting comment as well.
So one of the things we try to bring out in this journey is the fact that the Great Commission is to go serve, but the Great Commandment is to love. And both had to be parallel, and someone had to hold them together. And I think Graham Staines did that better than anybody else in modern times. He went to love the people of India, and along the way he served them the best way he knew how, by telling them that he came here because someone told him to come to India. 35 years is not a small drop in and tell somebody and drop out. He stayed, he learned the language, and they raised their children there. So Graham was more Indian than I was, because I left India when I was 24, so technically he lived in India longer than I did.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much. What is peace for you? What does peace mean to you?
Peace to me means that it comes from the originality of hope, and I build it in the component that if we have the foundation of change in our lives through the hope that we get, peace will automatically come. And so as I navigate through every day, I don't pray for peace. I pray for a joy that comes with true hope.
Oh, you are perfect. Our movie's called Woodstock Forever. Woodstock. Peace, love, and hope.
Okay.
You're answering everything in one commentary. Thank you. Here, I'm going to give you my card.
I appreciate
and
it.
And there's a peace day. Do you have a way to reach back out to you?
It's just krish@krishdenham.com. We can reach out to
you.
Larry Ross Communications will be able to get to us.
Namaskar.
Must have been a long walk.
Yes.
sorry I couldn't give you a lift.
No.
So what can I do for you?
I'm a journalist.
Yep.
I was amazed. Shocked, actually, to see you walk into that crowd in the marketplace and physically pick up that boy.
Oh, that was nothing.
No, but it was, really.
Just a sick kid, mate. It's really no big deal. What's your name?
Manav Banerjee.
Graham Staines. Nice to properly meet you.
Yes.
Write stories about the people who really suffer in this society, like that boy. Not about me.
I know I didn't want the lift, but I'm still impressed with the work you do.
Then write about the work, not about me.
But it's your work, so...
We'll talk about it when I get back. Gotta go to a jungle camp.
Christian gathering? For tribal people?
Yeah. It's out in Manaharpur village. Speak to you later.
Okay, good. All right, good. So you're always spending. Good. Thank you for coming.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you so much. Because that's what the world needs. You know, we unnecessarily harbor bitterness and hatred toward people, but that's what the world needs. And that's what we need to make a difference out there, for people to watch some good movies that will make a difference in people's lives. And that's what it is all about. So hope, love and forgiveness all combined. If you have that, man, you can go to sleep peacefully, isn't it? So. Not to be anxious about anything, but that's what peace is. I mean, to live in peace among brothers and sisters and family and in a community, when you have peace there, everything goes so smoothly. And especially when you can love and love unconditionally. Above all, that's all you need to live a wonderful life. Thank you for coming and honoring us. I want you to watch the movie and give me your feedback.
I want to put the movie in my movie. So my movie is a movie about all the good that's in the world.
Okay.
And so I have love songs, I have every sort of well-known kinds of content.
Yeah.
And I share that to show how much good. I'm stressed out from so much good.
Wow.
Okay, in my career.
Yeah.
So that's about the life. Every song I listen to.
Exactly.
And we just somehow have a problem to embrace.
That's it.
To realize how good life is.
That's it. And we should enjoy it to the maximum.
There you go.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you a card.
Yeah, please.
Edutu. धर्म कहीं परिवर्तन कलु तुम्हें मैंने गाँव माहौल टाक खराब कहीं कर फेरिया
Okay.
in the music writer, right?
Yes.
Songwriter.
I don't play the singer. I play the writer.
And who is the singer?
Nicole Stevens.
Okay. And the singer sang about what that you wrote?
Yeah, the song is called Between Here and Heaven, and it's the message of being fervent in prayer and not giving up when you feel like God is near. It's a message of hope.
We love messages of hope, okay? And I love music, and we're making a movie about peace. And so that's perfect for our community. So tell us a little bit about you and your background. Did you grow up playing the piano?
I did grow up playing the piano, and I started playing guitar later in life. Yeah. I don't have any huge musical backgrounds with my family. I just, the passion was in me from the
beginning. So, but you had a piano now? And somebody put your finger up to put your finger in?
Oh, yes. We have the timer, 30 minutes a day.
Oh, really? Okay. A human measurement.
Yes.
Now, it's another set, though, to write music. And where did that inspiration come from?
I have written songs since I was about 8 years old. So for me, it's just something that's always been in me. I don't have a number of time for it.
And let's give you some examples of some of those.
Yeah, I write a lot about messages and hopes. So I do a lot of very vulnerable messages, things from my journey that have happened, struggles, and I give messages of hope.
What is hope to you?
Hope for me is in Christ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Peace.
Contentment in Christ. It's all in Christ for me.
It's all in Christ? Are you the last one? It is love.
Love is what Jesus did.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Reverend Paul.
Nice to meet you.
To put your teardrops in, pleading your case to God while He remains silent. He is listening. He's counting every tear and hears you when you pray. He'll answer in His time, so don't give up. He knows what you need. Keep on pushing through, even when you feel your prayers are lost somewhere between here and heaven. Now God holds them all safely in His hands. He's got
faith. You have faith.
Absolutely. and you had the integrity of what you started out and kept on believing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really, really wonderful. And well, what's peace for you? We're about with the International Day. What does peace mean for you?
Peace. I would say, you know, when I think of peace, I think of harmony. I think of people coming together.
All right, beautiful. And yourself?
Yeah. I mean, you pretty much hit it right there.
Okay.
So I'd say it's, yeah, just a state of mind where you're, you know, you have nothing to worry about and it's a state of harmony.
Beautiful. All right, congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I like your work, Banerjee.
Thank you, sir.
But to give you full time, I need new material. Raj?
I can produce, sir. It's just that my wife is pregnant, so...
Oh. First child?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been married?
Not long, sir.
Aha. Pregnant already?
Yeah.
I'll see what I can do. So, right then.
Sir, what kind of article are you looking
News?
For?
News.
Sir, yesterday at Paripada market, a young beggar boy was found to have leprosy. People were shouting, pushing each other, wondering what to do with the boy. And then from the crowd walked a man.
Okay. Come on. It's okay.
Manav? Who is he?
Stains. Not news.
Oh, someone told you?
No. He's a missionary, Banerjee. You said it yourself. First, conversions, then imperialism. You want to support that? Hello? No, I'm busy now.
Sir, do you know how much it costs to convert someone to Christianity? $500 among the poor. $10. Less, I think, if the convert happens to be a leper.
So?
Sir, a missionary flies back to the West and tells him that he's converted 1,000 people. For which, of course, he gets paid, but which is much more than $10 per person.
Good business.
Yes. But the law here in Orissa states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another.
Yes, by use of force or by inducement. Or by any fraudulent means.
Sir, and yet not one missionary has been charged. Not yet. That'll make good news, sir.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion by Graham Staines. I'll give you a permanent position.
Loan me a camera, sir, and I'll get you photo evidence.
I'll loan you a camera, but I need a deposit. How much money do you have? Hello? I told you I am busy.
No, I don't buy anybody! Why do we have security in this office? He's mad! Send him out!
Mad fool. Dead is dead. This will do. There's a conversion for a tribal girl in Baripada tomorrow. This is your opportunity.
You won't be disappointed.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you too. So, I'm
good.
I never composed something.
Okay.
All right, I played since I was seven. But I never composed something. What do you do? How do you compose to a movie? The movie composes, creates based upon your music. What happened in this scenario?
Well, usually I'll look at the picture, I'll look at the scene, and each scene requires a certain emotion to go along with it. And so it's my job to create music that makes the viewer feel those emotions. Sometimes the emotions will be obvious, and sometimes I'll need the director to tell me what emotions are once for that particular scene. And then it's up to me to combine the music and the type of instruments that I choose to give that feeling.
Okay. What kind of instrumentation for this movie? It's a quite serious movie. It's a missionary going into an area with lepers and a lot of beauty, love, and hope, and sadness. Right?
Yeah. So the score is orchestra based. I went to India and recorded a lot of Indian percussion, flutes. Yes, and it combines so beautifully with the orchestra, but it also helped to create those very unique feelings and emotions that I was going through.
All right, other movies that you created, what were those kind of movies?
Animations, the movies that are based in Africa, and I did a similar thing where I had the orchestra as a base, but then I had African vocals coming in and out. And it's all about the emotion, you've got to play on the emotion of the audience.
All right, that's good. What's peace for you? What about with the International Day of Peace, September 21st? What's about peace for you?
What is peace for me? Peace with God.
Okay. And love? Love for you?
Well, I think, apart from God's love, the best love is family. Right?
Yes. I'll say amen to women today. All right, well, thank you very much. Congratulations, Steve.
Thanks so much. Enjoy.
Target for radical groups in the last 1 month.
This incident has left many in the Christian minority community shattered and broken. We just hope that the
127 church buildings have been torn down or burned. Tens of thousands of Christians have hidden in the surrounding forest for months.
I don't understand that